You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with a grim report from the Congressional Budget Office. It predicted that the budget deficit and government debt will skyrocket over the next 30 years. That assumes no change in how much the country spends and takes in. A big part of the problem? The huge wave of retiring baby boomers going on Social Security and Medicare. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from here.
Every day, about 10,000 baby boomers retire.
The trajectory that's projected for Medicare expenses is pretty scary.
That's Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist for Northern Trust. And he's right. The CBO says U.S. public debt will soar to 150% of GDP, our total economic output, by 2047, largely because of increases in Medicare and Social Security costs. So, what to do about this? Tannenbaum says Americans are living and working longer.
So adjustments to the retirement age in some cases, I think, would also help put the system on a road to solvency.
He's talking about raising the retirement age, but June O'Neill says, hang on, you may not have to do that. O'Neill is a former CBO director who now teaches economics at Baruch College. She says because baby boomers are living and working longer, these dire predictions might be off track.
If they're working longer, then there's more income coming in. So that enters the pot of the money that's paying for the programs.
So those working boomers' taxes help pay for their Social Security and Medicare benefits. But Lawrence Kotlikoff, an economics professor at Boston University, says, listen, none of this stuff will make a dent in Social Security and Medicare spending. He says even limiting Social Security and Medicare benefits for wealthier seniors wouldn't do the trick.
Most of these things that are being considered or discussed are too little too late. You really need a very fundamental reform to fix the system for good.
Kotlikoff says we need to overhaul the way Social Security is funded and make Medicare more like managed care. Huge changes he acknowledges politicians are reluctant to support. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.